That sure is a story, sister. You don't have to believe it if you don't want.
I don't believe it.
You are just like Noah. You don't believe in anything.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You're scared to believe in anything. You put on the fancy dress and the bow don't come, so you're scared nothing will ever come. You got no faith.
I got as much as anyone.
You don't even know what faith is. And sister, I'm here to tell you. Faith is believing that you see white, even if your eyes are telling you black. It's knowing with your heart.
And I know you're fake.
I'm sorry about you, Lizzie girl. You don't believe in anything, not even in yourself. You don't even believe you're a woman. And if you don't, you're not.
Jenny, please.
Every time I get the feeling.
Well, Jimmy, if you can ever resist that feeling, we'd all appreciate it.
Holy mackerel, Pop, your face is all over whitewash.
It is it?
Yes, so's your shirt.
Well, what do you know?
Why'd you wash up? You look foolish.
You don't look so bright yourself, toting that drum.
What am I gonna do with it?
For the love of Mike, don't be so dumb.
Don't call me that, Noah.
Anyone see a cloud I didn't notice?
Not a wisp of one. Don't you expect it?
I wouldn't be so sure about that, Noah.
You wouldn't. I would.
I think he is gonna bring rain, because I've been looking in his wagon. Boy, he's got all sorts of wheels and flags and a bugle and firecrackers.
And all kinds of stuff that a con man would have, but nothing that's got anything to do with rain.
You're wrong, Noah.
What are you doing in Lizzie's linen chest?
He asked me could he spend the night in the tack room, and I said yes, so I figured I'd get him something to sleep on.
Well, you're sure stretching yourself to make him cozy, ain't you?
Why not? I like him.
Funny, me too.
Well, he's certainly pulling the wool over your eyes.
I was out with the drum, waiting for the feeling to come, and then he comes on over, and we have a great talk, the two of us.
What'd he try to sell you this time?
Nothing. He didn't try to sell me nothing. He just comes over and I'm looking up at the sky and he says, "What are you thinking about, Jim?" Real serious, like he gives a damn.
And what did you say?
I said, "Not much."
Well, that's a good way to start a conversation.
And before I know it, I'm telling him all about myself. And I'm telling him all about Lizzie and about how Noah snores at night. I even tell him about Snooki.
Yeah?
Yeah. I ask him, "What do you make of a girl who wears loud clothes and puts lip rouge on her mouth and always goes around with a little red hat? Is she fast?" And you know what he said? He said, "Never judge a heifer by the flick of her tail."
Sounds like sensible advice.
I think so. And then he says to me, "Jim, what do you think about the world?" And I said, "It's gonna get all swole up and bust right in our faces." And you know what he told me then? He said, "It's happened before, and it can happen again."
There, I told you he'd sell you a bill of goods.
Noah, I understand that crack. You mean he's trying to make me feel smart, and I ain't.
Oh, shut up.
No, I won't shut up.
What the hell's got into you?
I just thought of something. You know the only time I feel real dumb?
When?
When I'm talking to you. Now, why the hell is that, Noah?
Coffee, anyone?
Lizzie, I thought you were in bed.
Oh, it's roasting up there.
Too bad we don't have one of those electric fans.
It was not just the heat. Jimmy and his drum.
Hello? Who? No, he ain't here.
Who is that?
Who else would have all that gall?
Snooky! No, that call was for me.
Well?
Why'd you hang up on her?
Save you the trouble.
If she calls me, you don't have to tell her I ain't here. I can do it myself.
How can you yourself tell her you ain't here? Talk sense.
Well, maybe it don't make sense, but you damn well know what I mean.
Listen, Jimmy. If you want to get yourself in hot water, all you gotta do is lift that phone and call her right back.
He's right, Jimmy. That's all you have to do.
Stay out of this.
I'm just agreeing with you, Noah. You can call her right back. Go on, kid.
I don't have her telephone number.
All you have to do is call the operator.
Oh, let me alone, Starbucks.
Go on. HC, a word from you might do a lot of help.
He'll work it out, Starbuck.
Lizzie, will you please tell Jimmy to make the call?
Starbuck, we'd all thank you not to interfere with our family.
Amen.
Sorry. I guess I'm a damn fool.